The following 2-Minute Time Lord podcast contains spoilers for Episode 1 of Series 5, The 11th Hour. If you don't want to be spoiled, save this for later. Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the dawn of a new era for Doctor Who, and this is the April 3rd episode of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. We start our weekly round of reviews of Doctor Who episodes from the UK's best podcasters. First up, inaugurating this run is Marty Parrott from the Box Room podcast. I'll have contact information for that podcast at the end. Here's Marty with his thoughts about the first episode of the Matt Smith and Stephen Moffat era of Doctor Who.
Hello everyone, and thank you very much for allowing me to do a 2-minute review of the new Doctor Who episode, the new series, the new Doctor, the 11th Hour, starring Matt Smith, and I think the TARDIS is in safe hands. It was a great intro to the characters. I love the bit with young Amelia, and it gave us such a great insight into Amy Pond's backstory. The character development there was actually really quite fast, but absolutely perfectly formed. I think the atmosphere of this is going to be something that's going to grow very, very, very well indeed. It's got the air of classic Who to it, or at least, to my mind, this is all my opinion, obviously, to my mind, it's the classic Who that we want it to have been, or how we remember it. It's the essence of it is there, but for a new audience. And there's a big legacy to work off and to shake off, I think, and without alienating prior audience to the series since it came back in the years of Russell the Davies. I think they're on the way to cutting out a lot of the deadwood that was caused through that, if that made sense. You might disagree with me. I loved David Tennant. I thought he was an excellent Doctor, but Matt Smith in the first 5 minutes was the Doctor. He's an exceptionally great person to have been chosen for the role. His performance and delivery and just the way he executed every single scene was sort of spot on, even when it got a bit, well, this could turn into farce. It could be a funny comedy music, especially in the food scene and with the custard fish. They must have stolen that from a previous Box Room episode, but I'm going to let that one slide. It's probably a massive coincidence, but whatever. But yes, I mean, progression from the previous era that we've only just left, I think it has promising definite signs of growing into its own identity while still pleasing the audience that's been built up since the show's return. Views of the past Doctors, was that necessary? I'm very uncertain. But at the same time, I actually quite liked it. And if he's doing that this early on in the series, can we expect anything more from previous Doctor history or appearances or some kind of inference into the show's episodes that are coming up? I'm going to be very intrigued to see. Some of the effects I thought were a bit, not what we've come to expect in this day and age. Still, that didn't draw me out of the story. I was sitting there with my notepad ready to make notes to do this review, and I didn't write a single bloody word because I was too busy watching it. And so this is actually quite unscripted, and I've not read any reviews either. This is pure just watch the episode, telling you what I'm thinking. On the downside, getting the world to cooperate was kind of a weak sort of point, and kind of not, it wasn't that believable, but it was familiar. That's the way things work before. It's like the whole world, oh yeah, I'm the Doctor and you must do this and the world will be saved, and everyone goes, okay, great. Regarding the future, returning enemies, there's a big hoo-ha that I've read recently about the Daleks coming back and the Cybermen, and for God's sake, I mean, yeah, case against enemies returning, fair enough. You know, let's have something new, let's have something fresh and original, and we know that Moffat can deliver. On the other hand, it's bloody Doctor Who. I want the Daleks. Give me Daleks. It's not Doctor Who without them, and sod it, that's just the way it is. Now, the theme tune, it might be a grower. It was a bit difficult to appreciate to start with, and come the end, it was like, well, we're stuck with it, and it's not awful. It'll do. Overall, really, really enjoyed that. I'm expecting very, very good things. And from what I've seen so far, I can see that it is possible for it to be delivered. Thank you very much for listening. Take care.
And that's your just a little over 2 minutes, Marty. From Marty Parrott of the Box Room podcast, you can find his podcast at feeds.feedburner.com/geekplanetonline, all one word, /boxroompodcast, all one word. Check him out also at thelegionoftangent.co.cc, which is a podcasting syndicate with him and some of my other friends out there as well. Next week, the dulcet tones of John Williams from Tachyon TV, reviewing episode 2 of the new era of Doctor Who. And find me on your feed Monday nights and Thursday nights, Eastern Daylight Time as well. The 2-Minute Time Lord podcast can be found at TWOMinuteTimeLord.com and on iTunes. We're on Facebook and Twitter. Just look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Thanks for your time. See you in a few.